we have talked about how our mind get to know about the world, right? So we use our senses, right? Basically, five physical senses: eye, ears, nose, tongue, and our body, and the mind. So now you know what eye is capable. So whenever it sees something, tree or flower or something, right? It can capture kind of color image, and then mind, using that information, right? Then another sensor, your ears might hear a certain sound, and mind using whatever signal or sound impression. Here it's a kind of color impression, right? Similarly, so these are like different instruments, right? So they capture something, then send a signal to mind, right? Now our sensors are different, they are like different instruments. Now they are sensitive for different categories, right? Sensor objects. Now you know eye is sensitive only the color range. I'm sure you all familiar about the frequency spectrum, right? So there's a color range known as visible colors, right? So red to, what's the other one again? Violet, yeah, right? So beyond this you can't see. This range known as infrared, IR, right? Some sensors we use that, IR. This side, ultraviolet, no? So this side also, eye is not sensible. It cannot capture any signal from that area. So this kind of limited range in this whole spectrum. This eye is sensitive, that, right? How about the ear? The audio frequencies, right? Maybe somewhere here, no? Another range, right? So if we use frequencies as our indicators, right? Similarly, I don't know, your smells may be in certain range, right? Then the taste also, right? Probably they have not found yet. You have chance of finding somewhere in different frequencies, probably, right? So frequencies, one measurement they have identified. There may be some other indicators similar to frequency, right? So this is one axis, frequency axis. There can be other measuring ways. So one way of considering is these instruments, they are instruments capable of capturing different strangers, right? But they are capable of capturing only parts of them. That's the important thing. So we can't see everything because eye is not capable of capturing signals outside this one. Similarly, we can't hear everything. So we are sensing only part of what is available. Right? So that depends on the capability of these sensors. So one question, can we experience everything? No, right? For example, IR signals we can't see, but IR camera they can capture, right? Like night vision camera, they can capture certain pictures where our naked eye cannot see. Okay? So we may use different instrument just to expand this range little bit. Again, we are not capable of sensing everything. Right? Sometimes you may have heard about like devas and so on, we can't see them, but some cameras sometimes they capture certain light images. But there are certain cameras sometimes they can capture. So imagine that there can be other things or beings where we cannot sense using our limited sensors, what we have. Right? So sensors are like different instruments. They have different ranges. Like if you use binoculars or something, it's an instrument and it has a kind of capability of capturing certain things. But it is limited, right? Like binocular cannot see whatever we see using microscope. That's different range, right? So they are also limited capacity. So similarly, our senses are limited. Even we use different instruments, still limited. So one thing, we can't experience everything, right? So we are limited to these 5 or 6 senses. Now those, if we consider just 5 physical senses, they are like helping us to experience different ranges of this world, right? Part of the world. Okay? So even we have 5 sensors, maybe we can consider them as one sensor. Yeah, they can send signals, right? Information. They're like inputs to our computer, for example. Maybe keyboard, mouse, or voice input or something, right? So different inputs to our mind. Now we have to examine what we believe so far. What the reality. If these two are same, it's good. But will it be the same? Do we experience or what we believe? Is it the reality or the truth? Reality or the truth? Huh? So what we believe and the reality, are they same or the Can there be a difference? So when you see a flower or something, what can I capture? Only the color of that, no? Based on color, there can be a shape as well. Right? So mind only getting a signal, maybe if it is a picture like thing, maybe kind of something. This one, and also background some other colors, right? Different shapes based on colors. So mind use this and telling us there's a flower, right? Outside. So one way is there's a signal coming this direction, and here kind of processing going on. What else it use? It's past experience. Experience or knowledge. Experience or knowledge. Right. It may be our experience, or we have heard about it from somewhere, like you are learning from lectures. You might not have experience, but you are believing that is true. Huh? Sometimes it may be wrong. Right? Next time when someone else find out something else, this theory may be wrong. Right? So far we believe they are correct, right? That's why there are opportunities for research, finding new things, right? So we use our past experience or knowledge combined with this, and okay, we think okay that what we see is something like this. So after this processing, this is what our mind telling us. So this is a, in a way, this is a new thought, right? New thought telling us something, and we believe this is what existing outside, right? This processed information, processed in the sense, now this signal we got only color information. So does it get anything from other senses? For example, nose? Not yet, no? You are using only one information from a sensor. But when it process this, this one, we believe there's a kind of smell, good smell, depend on this past experience. So here you are adding something else to whatever you got. Here you got only color information. But it is said in, it has a this kind of smell, nice smell. Is it only you are adding? You are adding some more information. For example, if I touch that, this kind of feeling I am getting. So your skin or body sensor, right? Sometimes if I taste this, this kind of taste, right? So yeah, using only signal captured from the eye, that is color information. But here you are adding, okay, if I use another sensor, what kind of feeling I am getting, right? So your new product, created by your mind or new thought telling you. Not only color information in that, but if we use other senses, what kind of experience we can get from that, right? But what we don't know is it's a creation of our mind, right? And we believe this is what exists in outside, right? So that's what happened. You can consider other senses as well. So when we hear a sound, remember that sound, tree wheeler or something, right? So input signal is only a sound, right? So whatever sounds you hear, just think. So upstairs there are certain sounds, right, time to time. What do you think about those? We are attaching something which we can see. That's how we created that tree wheeler. Right? So they are doing something, no? Pulling or pushing desk or something. That sound might tell us. So the picture of that thing, we can see from our mind. Right? But unless you use your wisdom, you don't know it's a creation of your mind. Why? Because we used to believe it is something happening outside. But in fact, is it happening outside or within us, our mind? Whatever information we put, they are from our past experience most of the time. So whenever we hear a sound, we use our past experience, past atite, past. Is it existing now? No, right? Past is no longer here now. That's why it is past. So, but we use that past experience, no longer available now. Past means it is dead already, no longer existing. That's why we call that past. You can't get it back, right? But we use that information without our knowledge, of course, unless you think about these things. So present information, in this case only the color information or the sound information we just now getting. But we add our past experience or knowledge to that. So without your knowledge you are going back to past. We think we are living in the present moment. Are we really in the present moment? When we use our past experience or knowledge. But this new thought, is it past or present? New thought is present. Now. Right? But we are using information from the past. This can tell us something about future. For example, when we hear the sound of tree wheeler, it might tell. If we go and watch through the window, we may be able to see it. So that is something in future. Right? So it is telling us about future, sometimes. So whenever you see a flower, presently we are getting only color information, that is the present information, but we add the kind of smell of that from our past experience, right? So our mind telling us, if you go and try that smell using your nose, you may get this kind of experience. So it's a kind of future thing, right? So it is telling us about future. So that thought caused for us to use another sensor. Use our mind to check from another sensor. So it may lead to series of actions. Go there and try it using your nose and so on. So if we go back again, initially we got this information this side, from external to inside. But it has only kind of image, no meaning at all. And mind use that together with its past experience or knowledge and come up with new thought. Thought means new knowledge, we know something. So this is telling us we know something about outside. So processing happening here, and this is the believing part, okay? This arrow. We believe that is what exists. So what you have to think is, this one and this one, is it same? What you believe and what is existing, or the truth or the reality, is it same? So far we used to believe it is same. Now you can use your wisdom. Whatever we experience using our senses and the knowledge we get, is it the truth? So what we believe, is it the truth? Okay. So whatever you have seen so far using your eyes and believe, is it the truth or is it creation of our mind? And we used to trust our mind, whatever it is telling us. Okay. So this world we know so far, is it the truth or as it is, or what our mind telling us about the world? So that's why I compared our eye to a cinema hall. So it is generating only projections, right? Here it can project certain things using various colors. We are watching the screen. So eye is something like a cinema hall. It is capable of generating images. And we are watching that movie from our birth onwards up to now. Have you gone out that cinema hall yet? Can you see the outside world without your eyes? Eye is a kind of instrument. But we used to believe whatever we see is the truth. So you can think back. So this instrument, eye, if it is a binocular magnifying glass, right? What will happen to this if there's a slight kind of paint color we can't see that, right? Slight red color or something, you will see everything in reddish if you use that thing small. Similarly, our eyes built up with certain ability, it can show us different colors. So whatever you see is a combination of capability of this instrument and whatever available outside. We don't know what it is, but if we use this instrument to see this, we see it one way. If we use another instrument, we see it differently. So it depends on the instrument we are using. Now, if we use this eye, we can see one way. If we use another, so it, like glasses, we see it different. If I see without glasses, I see different. So imagine if we can fix another eye to see what kind of world we are seeing. For example, infrared eye. You may see so many other things you might not see now. Right? If you can see radio waves, TV signals. Without a TV, you can watch TV. No? Yeah? How about if you can hear the mobile phones, signals, others? What kind of mess this world? So we use instrument, mobile phone, but we have built-in instrument as well, like built-in cameras on your phone, right? So one thing what we don't know is how these sensors work in what they are doing. We blindly believe them, right? So use your wisdom and try to analyze little bit what kind of instruments we have, what are the capabilities of them, so what our mind is doing. Remember why we are studying those things? Why? Is it because interesting? We need to know who is controlling my mind. Okay, remember the initial question. Who am I? Who is controlling me? Who is controlling this body? Where is the mind? If mind is controlling me, where is the mind? Who is controlling that? Is it me or someone else? Now we have some facts to think that we are not controlling our mind. Right? Outside the environment can control us. So is there a way to gain back that control? At least. Yeah? So try to see where this mind, who is controlling this? What is going on? Is this those stories telling us by our mind, is it true story or some imagination or creations? Okay. So this might be the way to understand what is going on, what is truth, what is reality. So there are some few more examples I mentioned. Dog peep into the water using its eyes and what it believes. It used to believe there's another dog. How this thing can happen? When we see a rainbow, dedunna dakinawata. Unless you know what is going on, Imagine about a little kid, right? What its mind telling? So, like rainbow, whatever we see now, is it the reality we are seeing? We used to believe it is existing. Is it what is existing, what we experience? So, what we experience or believe? Probably you can see whether there is a difference. What we experience is something created, generated by these senses, and use that with our past experience without knowing whether this is correct or wrong. We used to believe they are correct. Like you are supposed to believe what you learn is correct. But as university students, you are supposed to think and analyze and come up with new ideas if possible. Okay. So lecturers giving you some knowledge available. They are also, someone has invented something. But what's the guarantee to tell that is the correct or truth? Can there be other theories? So far not known to us. Like if you imagine 100 years ago, the knowledge and now, is it the same or change? So it is up to you. It's very interesting subject about research your own mind. Okay. Do some research about your own mind. Whatever I know so far, of course, whatever you know is the world. That is your world. Is it the real world? Then forget about the world. Whatever you know about yourself, is it the reality? Is it the truth? Okay? So these are again some guidelines only. So don't believe me. Use your own wisdom. And see, if possible, try to get what is my mind, what it is doing. Am I blindly believing it? So, past experience, we have not used our wisdom. Right? So, can you believe that as correct, truth, or the reality? But we are depending on past experience to process present information. Is it a wise thing to do? Okay? Right. You can think about it and come up with new ideas. So, I hope you can put them into your coursework. Okay, let's see, we can get a new world of experience. Okay, we can stop there. By the way, when